don't just sit there. Call in now and voice your opinion. 781-837-4900.
We want to take a moment, a quick moment, just to thank some of our sponsors, S-Bank, as well as McGuigan's Pub and the Life Care Center of the South Shore for being our sponsors. We appreciate folks who spend their money, and hopefully they get their money's worth when they're here on the Monday Night Talk and here on 95.9 FM WATD. Joining us in studio right now, I believe Ed's been here before. This isn't his first time. Ed Byers is a local businessman. He, of course, I believe is the owner of Cindy's Kitchen.
That's correct.
And he's also somebody who has led the fight in regards of a particular development in the city of Brockton. A proposed 350-megawatt power plant, a gas-fired power plant. At least, initially, it was going to be a kind of a mix where they use a diesel backup, and now they've gone to all gas. For nearly, 8 years, you've led you've been one of the leading folks who've to at least inform folks as to what's going on when there's court battles, when there's going to be, you know, making sure the folks know that, you know, hey, there is going to be an open courtroom. You might want to come down and at least hear what's happening. And I believe as of recent, you have been somebody who's been keeping tabs on a desalinization plant that the city of Brockton has had for a number of years. From what I understand, there was a time that the city was mandated to have to find an alternative water source. Nobody had a crystal ball and could foresee that they had to, that they would not need to spend $6 million for not even getting a drop out of a desalinization plant that's just sitting there doing nothing. Kind of give me a little bit of a thought as to how things are going since the last time we had here talking about the power plant and where it stands. Has there been any movement as far as in the court systems? I know some of us have read the newspaper. There's like a $68 million lawsuit that's ongoing.
Yeah, there's a $68 million lawsuit against the city of Brockton, and I think we're at the end of the game here. We just have to kind of hold it together and inform the people of what's going on, because there's a lot of disinformation now that's getting out, seeing that there is a new candidate that his whole platform is about putting up the power plant.
And I think it's safe to say that the lawsuit is the civil rights lawsuit is a Hail Mary attempt by the power plant.
I guess I would ask you, and that is, could it have any grounds? What are your attorneys saying?
It's silly. I mean, it's basically, you know, they say that they didn't really want to sue the city, but they've been threatening to sue the city from day one. So it's basically just to make the city back down and accept their, power plant.
But it hasn't been successful. It hasn't been fruitful, right?
No, not at all. It's silly.
Now, the only person who actually at the moment supports it on the city council is one rogue city councilor. He's a council at large, Todd Petty, correct?
Right, and now we have a candidate running for mayor that his whole platform is to finish the business of Jack Units about building the power plant.
What makes you... talk to me about as far as the candidate's platform on this. You're obviously talking about Bill Carpenter.
Yeah, he's a radio talk show host that a lot of people know about in Brockton, and yep. He also is a is for the baseball at the Rock Stadium.
Okay,
he's an announcer at the Rocks. So, the good news, bad news is that the good news is that he's making it the dialogue. The bad news is that the city has so many other problems to deal with, and this power plant's going to seem to take up all the attention and time again in the election.
Do you get tired of having to try to let folks know what's going on with the project? Well, or do you feel do you think that eventually there should be some kind of a referendum vote to put this to bed?
Well, they should have had a referendum when they first started it. It's too late now to have a referendum. But I think the people are tired of it. I mean, there's so many other issues in the city of Brockton that are more important. We have to go through this before we get to the other issues in the city.
But so I'm not familiar with Brockton really at all. I don't need to go there often, and I'm sure there's a lot of people, you know, listening that are in the same boat as me. They're not really familiar that much with Brockton. So to clarify a little bit, is there or is there not going to be a power plant built, or is that the process that we're going through right now?
No, there's not going to be a power plant built, but Bill Carpenter, the gentleman that's running for mayor, would like you to believe that the court is going to rule in the favor of the power plant and force it upon our community. And that's simply not true.
And how have there been, like...
No court hasn't put on a power plant on a community.
Have there been plans, you know, for or design schematics of some sort for a power plant? And if so, how big of a plant was it going to be? Or?
Oh, it's a pretty large... No, they did plans for it. It's a 350-megawatt
Yeah, it's probably one of the... I think one of the larger ones that they're trying to put here on the South Shore, right?
Yeah, I mean, no one's
I mean, there are smaller ones in other communities. Bellingham... I want to say up in the Boston area.
Well, Bellingham's 1,000 megawatt.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Oh, my.
Hmm. This is a 350. There's three types of power plants. There's a base load plant, which are the ones that pretty much we get electricity from. And then there's these mid-merit plants. That's what this is, a mid-merit. And then there's a peaking plant. But, you know, the information that's been coming from the power plant people is, at the beginning it was supposed to be a peaking plant. And now it's a mid-merit plant.
Hmm. You've like schooled yourself as to this particular project so much that you're speaking at places like Boston University. Talk to me about that.
Well, Justin coordinated it, and they reached out to us, and they seen that the community was an underserved community, and they seen what we were doing down in Brockton, and they wanted to offer some help.
How did that contact come about? Were you contacted, called
there,
Justin?
Yes, there was a professor in the environmental science department that had reached out to us. And I think just at large, it was BU, it was a group of professors. There's a sustainable neighborhood lab and 350mass.org. They all have become aware through stopthepower.net and through other sources of the problems facing Brockton. And it's the power plant, it's the $6 million per year going to Aquaria for not a drop.
Mm.
It's these large issues. They're really regional issues.
And they were, you know, the city really needs help in environmental and economic justice. Both of them were getting hammered on.
Well, wasn't it recently that, I would kind of think of it as a victory, where wasn't there a monitoring station put in the particular ward that...
Hasn't been installed yet.
No.
It was supposed to be installed in April, and... Nothing's there.
What's
yet.
With the delay? Any idea what that is? Is that something on the state? Is that on who
no,
is
no,
that
no,
on?
No, there's nothing on the state. It's on the city.
So are you saying the city is kind of delinquent on installing it?
I mean, we don't even know what's the reason. I mean, they had a press release. The state had a press release. The mayor at City Hall,
right.
At City Hall, and said that it would be in April vacation. April vacation, and
I believe it's almost June, right?
Right.
It's almost June.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's another. That's another thing that we have to stay on top of.
What are your thoughts as far as the delay in putting that up? I mean, I thought that was kind of a victory as far as the folks who wanted to find out what was going on.
Well, it was a partial victory. Do you remember now, what we went to do was myself and Kate Archer, we went into this state house and talked to Secretary Sullivan and asked them that we wanted real-time monitors because the information that the power plant was using was Logan Airport.
Mm.
Which sounds a little crazy, but that's exactly
it's
what
like
it was.
25 miles, 30 miles north.
Yeah, and there's nothing similar with Logan Airport's airstream versus Brockton's airstream. So,
well, you're also going to be getting residuals from Boston
in an ocean,
in the ocean. which would be like a filter, right?
So, Secretary,
one would think.
So Secretary Sullivan said no problem. He said no problem, and he would work on it. Next thing we knew, they had a press release, and that they didn't give us everything we looked for. We wanted to measure two types of pollution. They're giving us one type, a PM2.5, which is the smallest type of pollution, but it's still a great first step. And so we all waited to it would be a real time air monitors. Anybody, you could go look at it on your computer what the air quality was in Brockton on this specific type of pollution. There's many types of pollution, and so we they're not there yet.
And that wasn't all about the power plant. That's to safeguard the future as well of sure. Brockton and manage other businesses that might want to come in later on.
What is the power company? Which power company is it that's doing all of this?
it's not a power company.
It's somebody who's looking to invest.
It's a startup. It would be like you trying to go with your friend over here and you're going to open up a sub shop.
You've
never been in a sub
shop. No track record of making subs.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's another issue then that you guys have been working on.
But, you know, and I want to make it clear for your viewers, you know, it started with a power plant, but it's led us to through the city of Brockton of why we've had so many tough time in the city. You know, we got a problem with a desal plant. We got a we're spending $6 million a year for that. We're not even pulling any water. We have a problem with the Rock Stadium where the gentleman that's running for mayor is the announcer, and that's a big loser for the city, a big drain. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So this is basically kind of focused. It's kind of brought focus to a lot of outstanding issues that maybe normally it wouldn't have been talked about.
Oh, definitely. It's taken us on a journey of why, you know, who's architect the city.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could run for mayor, what would be, would you say that this was, these two items would be your top issues?
No.
Do you feel that?
No.
Public safety and continue the development of the downtown area?
Well, first of all, public safety is the main issue for the city of Brockton. We don't have enough police in the street, and the crime is gone to a point of...
About 30 officers, probably less than you should have.
Yeah, so public safety is number one, so I would get the place safe. Secondly is jobs. We have no jobs in the city, and I would leverage the city's assets, and the assets are the people that would work in manufacturing, bring manufacturing back to the city.
Do you think that the issue in regards to jobs is that people, businesses are leaving Brockton? Is that the issue?
And then I want to ask him, you said to me, I'm going to answer that question,
yeah,
but
sure.
You said to me something else. What would be my first two top issues?
What would be your top issues?
Third one would be the chief financial officer would have to be retired. Jay Condon would have to be retired.
Who would you bring in to replace him?
And the reason why I would say he has too much power. He runs the city. You know, it was really unfair that Billy Carpenter was on your show here beginning of last month, and he took some, I don't know how to say it, but not flattering comments about Linda Belzotti. He was blaming Linda Belzotti. Linda Belzotti had nothing to do. Linda, for the viewers, is the mayor of the city of Brockton. Yeah.
Mm.
She had nothing to do with the tax increase. As a matter of fact, it's all architect by one gentleman. His name is Jay Condon. And there's a big disparity in the city of Brockton versus the financial stability of the city,
mm-hmm.
and the people's. We have an average person makes about $20,000 a year, but meantime the city's financial statement is this one of the strongest in the state.
I have to ask you, you actually have an article that the Boston Magazine is going to be coming out on the newsstands
this Saturday. Yes.
Give me your thoughts as to this particular article. Folks, just give them a preview of this article. What does it touch upon in regards to that desalinization plant?
It basically talks about that the city of Brockton continues to make bad decisions. I'm in the business side of this is what I do for my living. I've been in business since I graduated from college in 1978.
Damn.
A long time ago, and I've had managers in positions, and if they make the wrong decision, you know, they have to leave. This is a major, major blunder in the city of Brockton. It's a boondoggle that the city would put up $100 million in credit to build something that was untested like this in this area.
Do you feel that the reason that this was built wasn't an authentic one, or do you think that...
It was definitely not authentic. It was definitely manipulated by the mayor. You know, first of all, the city of Brockton...
The mayor at that time?
Yeah, the city mayor at that time. You know, the city had a water problem that, you know, Mr. Carpenter explained to you, but he didn't tell you that they had a water commissioner. And the water commission said that there was other choices that we had other than going to build a steel cell plant.
What were those? I mean, we're talking, how long ago was this? How long ago was this when this was put in motion?
It's in the 90s.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know, but the other option, well, there was many options, but one of the options was the MWRA. And so they could have paid a $3 million entry fee and it would have reserved their their problems. And they decided that they were going to take, instead of $3 million, they're going to put a $100 million bet. And in business, you have to weigh return on capital and risk. Mm. And it seems like because it wasn't their money, it was the people's money, that they put the city at major risk on the backs of the poorest people in Massachusetts.
So this plant, the idea was to have water pumped in all the way from the ocean into the thing.
It's a desal plant. What they're doing?
They're
basically making it potable water, right?
It's brackish water from the Taunton River.
Yeah, and then the other thing I want to correct is Billy Carpenter said that, you know, it's fully operation. It's been running through the pipes. It's not running through the pipes. It's not coming to Brockton. I don't know what they're doing with it. They're circulating it maybe in their toilets down there, but it's not running through the pipes.
Maintenance only.
Okay.
Yeah. Testing protocols.
Let me ask you a question. Recently, I believe that Council-at-Large Robert Sullivan had asked for a query to come before the city council. And ask them, you know, what are they doing as far as marketing it? Do you feel that maybe...
Well, first of all, listen...
Let me finish. Do you feel that maybe some of this is on the company, the folks who are working at that company? I believe the company's been sold once or twice, right? This particular company that's not in the original people's hands, is it?
It's owned by a Korean company, GS what, Engineering?
I think so, GS yeah. Engineering.
Yeah, okay. It's owned
they
by...
They bought it as a part of a... They kind of got it as a, you know, like in sports when you take on three contracts and you have to take one bad contract. That was the Aquaria plant was the bad contract they had to take on to get the three other winners.
They only paid $39 million. It was built for $85
million. Okay. But let me ask you this, though. Do you feel that there was something that was... That looked like a good idea at the time that, hey, if we do this... We can market it to other communities. If other communities were buying this water, or is it too expensive of a deal for other communities to purchase?
I think from a marketing standpoint, that seems like a long shot.
I believe we have a caller on the line. You might even know this person. Who's on the line?
Ron Matta.
Ron Matta. You know Ron, don't you?
Yeah.
Ron, you, what would you like to say about this issue?
Well, I think one of the reasons why they can't market the water is that I was down at the taking a tour of the plant last week. And one of the woman that was giving us the tour said that they have to offer the same deal to every city or town that's going to buy water from Aquaria.
Okay.
So that means that they would have to pay, every town would have to pay the $6.1 million.
Mm.
And at one city council meeting, the general manager at that time said that they had agreements with other towns, but they wouldn't pay the firm commitment, which is the $6.1 million. Now, I don't think any town with any sense would pay the $6.1 million because if they didn't need water for 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years, they're paying a $6 million every year.
Right.
So it wouldn't make any sense for any of these other towns to do that.
And just so
well, the main reason, though, the main reason why then nobody's buying it?
Well, they don't need any water.
Well,
right now.
First of all, they don't need it. Second of all, it's 18 times more expensive than buying the water that they're buying from now.
Okay. And just so folks know, Ron, you are you not a candidate for mayor in the city of Brockton?
Yes, I am a candidate for mayor.
Okay. So Ron is, and you work in conjunction with Ron as far as on, in another aspect as to stuff that's going on with...
Ron's just another advocate in the city.
Right, and he's... That's
exactly where I was going with that, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Ron, what else do you want to add?
Well, also with the power plant, I think that... I don't understand why they're fighting so hard to put the power plant in. I don't even think that they could find a water source to cool the turbines because the state said that Brockton can't sell its drinking water for the power plant.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. I mean, that's a big decision that they lost. I know he kept on saying 0 and 8, 8. No, I don't know where he thought he was at. But they lost a big loss when the state said that you can't use Brockton's drinking water.
So where would they get the water if they can't get it from Brockton?
Right.
The wastewater treatment plant isn't feasible either as far as giving water to the power plant. So where would they get their water from?
Well, haven't there been, I mean, you and I have had discussions, and there's all kinds of things that have been talked about as to what they would try to do, is there?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to back a political candidate to run for mayor so he can circumvent all the normal processes that a business goes through. You know, one of the things that he said, Billy Carpenter, on the show was that it's coming to Brockton anyways. It's not coming to Brockton anyways. And second of all is he doesn't care what the council thinks. He's going to do it without him anyways. I mean, first of all, I give him a lot of credit that he's running, but second of all, he wants to throw the democratic process out through the window, and he's going to circumvent that process.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say he runs. He maintains this is the way to go. Where if they buy the water, if I'm correct, if you buy the water treatment plant, you sell the water to the power plant. You go in as a limited partner with the power plant people. And then, you know, you move forward in that.
Well, first of all, I want to see the science behind that. And I want to see the financial statement.
Let me finish. But what if folks vote for him on this? What if he overwhelmingly wins?
Well, we're going to see, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see in September.
But what I'm asking you is what happens if voters idea?
Well, first of all, everybody seems to have a selective amnesia here. We've already had Jimmy Harrington, which was the mayor of the city before, lost the election because of this issue. Mm. So I don't see how things are going to change a few years later.
What do you think of the current sitting mayor? Do you think the current sitting mayor is going to be able to handle this? I think the Aquaria issue is going to be, I think it's going to be a big issue.
Well, I think Aquaria, the power plant, the safety of the city in Brockton, Jay Condon, Stonehill College, these are all issues.
How does this concern you as a Brockton business owner that you see the stuff going on in the city, whether it's somebody being for a power plant, somebody who, you know, we have a sitting government that, you know, not much is going on as far as wasting $6 million a year.
Well, because it isn't their monies, it's just people's monies.
Right.
So,
and how does that hurt you? I mean, when you look at what's the tax rate in the city of Brockton?
Well, it's high. I know, you know, again, Carpenter said that he's going to bring a bottling plant in the city of Brockton. He doesn't say to you that they just went up 60% in the water rates. Mm. I had a friend that bought a soup company, and I tried to get him to move to Brockton, and then when he went back to New York, he called me up and he said, I looked at the water rates, I can't come to Brockton. So, in the article, it says they projected that the bills would go up by 2%. They were off by 58%. And that's what it is now, 60% higher.
Wow. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there any particular candidate, any early candidate that you're looking to back as far as for mayor?
Be honest with you. I really care about the city of Brockton. So anybody that brings to the table the real issues and can deal with the problems that are at hand in the city of Brockton, making it safe, bringing jobs, getting out of these deals, these schemes. Mm. You know, the Rock Stadium is a scheme. The desal plant is a scheme. I think we'll put the city of Brockton in the right direction.
How do you, in your mind, get out of a problem with a building that exists that you're pouring money into? What would your solution
First of all, I think that it's not getting out of it. I think the other side has already breached the contract.
Oh, okay.
So they haven't even taken it that way. They all keeps on saying, well, how are we going to get out of it? We don't need the water. I don't even think that's the issue. I think that the other side can't deliver on their contract.
And we need some comprehensive answers on the science of the plant, and I think that's one of the reasons why BU's attached to the issue now.
And did you speak before a large audience?
Yeah, it was pretty large, yeah.
Really? What was that like?
Well, first of all, you know, anybody that will help the city of Brockton, you know, I feel like we're lucky. You know, we have this, you know, we got the greatest hospitals in the world, and we got the best schools in the world in Boston. And, you know, Brockton being an underserved community, why can't we tap into that intelligence level? It seems to be lacking in the city of Brockton. They didn't seem to get into these deals, and no one's ever done the right properly due diligence. All the deals have been done on the back of a napkin in a bar room.
What do you think needs to be done as far as, I mean, what do you think needs to be done with city government? I mean, this is an election year in the city of Brockton.
Well, my real personal opinion is the city government in Brockton is broke, and we need to have a new charter. What we have is we really don't have a government. Mm. We have a mirage. We have it looks like there's a government, but there really is one person in control. His Jay Condon. He controls everything from top to bottom of the city of in the city of Brockton.
I've heard it that they've looked to him as being a guy who took the city out of receivership? Do you look at it where folks see something they did one time as...
Well, I don't look at it as that way because my whole life has been financial statements, and I don't think that he's been truthful to the people as he interprets the financial statements to the council, the mayor, and the residents of Brockton. He says one thing, but the financial statements read something else. We have the most healthiest balance sheet in the city of Brockton. I mean, in the city of Massachusetts, we have the most healthiest balance sheet in most cities.
You've actually mentioned, I believe that I've heard you, a previous statement is that there's a significant amount of money that the city has.
Well, listen, if you owned stock in it, you'd be making a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
In the city of Brockton, it's financially, it has a tremendous bond rating, and you only have that bond rating because of the assets the city has and the cash that it has in the bank.
What do the city residents say? I mean, how often do you talk to city residents? What do they ask you, or what do they have to say to you with anything that you? Because this isn't the first time that you've been on radio, been in the paper, or
well, they want the best. They want for the best for the city,
right.
And the other big thing that's missing in the city is the truth. This is about the truth.
Right.
You know, it's just about the truth, and it's any other problems with the city. So what the people want is, listen, if you live in Brockton or you live in Mansfield, or whatever you live, right. You want the best for your community.
Right.
Mm. You know, so they want to do the right thing.
And you want to see reinvestment in those tax dollars.
Oh yeah, look. He brings up a good point. Can you $6 million to the desal plant, $1 million a year to the Rock Stadium? Right. We're letting Stonehill off $200,000 a year. What has that cost us that we haven't taken that money and invested in downtown?
Well, you've already mentioned that there's a police shortage. You know, that money.
Well, you're talking about that. I believe last number I heard was 177 officers, and they could probably use a department of about 210. That's just a rough guesstimate. I mean, you're talking about 30 to 40 extra officers who could be out on the roads. And you know, breaking up some of the problems. You get summer coming up, and I know this.
And the police office is the finest around.
Mm.
I mean, I've personally,
absolutely.
They're the finest around. They need help. They can't do it by themselves. And the city is out of control on the violence side.
And that's the flaw with the Aquaria plan, that there's no safety level. So why is the bottling company going to come to Brockton? Why is the biotech firm going to come to Brockton when their employees aren't even safe?
They don't come here. The main thing for the city of Brockton is safety. Justin hit it right on the head. That's the main reason why people don't come to the city of Brockton.
Yeah, because everything else follows.
Everything else follows.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to put their employees in this jeopardy where danger can happen. And that's the reason why. Not that there's no water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the tax grab's a problem, too. The tax grab to fund Aquaria, to fund the Rocks, that's the other problem. That's
money
why that business isn't coming.
Money can reinvest back into the city, so to speak.
Right.
We're basically out of time. Website, a place where folks can get information if they want to.
First of all, I want to talk to you about the Boston Magazine article. Anybody
Please
can
do.
Get it Friday and read it, and it's only half the story. There's still another story to be written on it.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Are they going to write it?
I don't know who is, but that is half the story.
Okay.
And then they can also go to stopthepower.net.
Okay.
And I think. The important people for the people in Brockton and their surrounding communities is just to be engaged in a community. What we really want is the best thing for the residents and the people that live in Brockton.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Maybe we have you come back in a couple of weeks and do an update if we hear anything and get your thoughts on not just the mayoral race, but there's going to be, I think, a number of races in the city that maybe if you want to weigh in on it and talk about it, maybe if we get any updates as far as the
hot button issues.
There's several hot buttons.
Well, thank God there is a
but,
election,
Anything in closing?
No, thank you very much. You've been always kind to us, a voice for the people, so thank you.
Anything, Justin?
Oh, no, thank you very much.
All right. We are going to step aside, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Andrew Botieri in just a couple of moments. Stay tuned.